The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A new study has found that children who live near green spaces have less anxiety and fewer emotional issues, which gives rise to the question of how important green spaces are to communities and why we need more of them. It's a particularly acute problem in parts of Dublin. News Talk's Henry McKean has been asking people of all ages about the importance of having a green to lessen stress and anxiety.
The Japanese have a saying that it's a thing called bathing in trees. And it's a philosophy that if you walk between trees, it lowers anxiety. And it's called forest bathing. And we like to take part in that.
And we are forest bathing. We've just walked through a woods and we all feel great.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't be afraid to hug the trees.
We do actually do a bit of tree hugging.
And touch the trees and grounds a body. Kind of grounds a body.
Let's give it a go. We're going to go over to the tree.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug the tree. Here we go.
Get in close and
put your arms around the tree.
And
what you do is you feel the kind of ancientness of it, don't you?
Yeah. And
the solidity of it, right?
Yeah. And knowing that it's so old and you're connecting with the past.
I actually feel good.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we really do believe that. And this tree has been here, this must be here,
probably
200 years, right? Way beyond you or us or anybody that's walking here today. We just find the air, no matter how we feel when we get up
in
the morning.
If you suffer from anxiety, it's one way. It's one way to relieve a little bit of anxiety, you know.
You're playing outside.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's fun. We get to play with friends and, it's good.
So you're playing at the moment on a kind of zip wire, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it.
So you enjoy it, and we're surrounded by nature. It stopped raining. There's trees everywhere.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about playing outside?
It makes me feel really good. I like this playground. Yeah, it's fun. There's nature, and I love nature. It's so good being around nature, and it's really nice for people to help nature.
Henry McKean there, a literal tree hugger today, which I wasn't expecting, speaking to young people and old people about the, older people at least, about the importance of green spaces. It is particularly acute. I'm joined by Tom McGee, who is Liberty Saints Rugby Club President. We'll talk to Tom in just a minute. But first of all, Joanna Fortune is on the line, clinical psychotherapist and author. How you doing, Joanna?
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, this, for somebody who lives in the countryside, right, this is just a no-brainer. I feel much better because I'm surrounded constantly by green. You move into an urban area, it becomes a lot less green very quickly.
It does, and I think it's why it is so important to have access in urban, more built-up areas to green spaces, because there's a myriad of benefits. Of course, it lowers anxiety. Of course, it helps us in that holistic way. But also, there are studies to show it, you know, children who have access or greater access to green spaces also enjoy the benefits of stronger bone density. So we know there is a myriad of benefits. I'm really interested, of course, in my work about the correlation with lower anxiety levels because, and I often say this to people, one of the, you know, and this is all of us, be we children, adults, all of us, when we're getting completely overwhelmed, overstimulated, we've been in front of our screens for too long and our brains have gotten too busy. One of the quickest, easiest ways we have to reset a busy brain is to change our field of vision. And even right now, anyone sitting anywhere, turning and looking out of a window changes your field of vision. But better again is if we can change our physical environment and get ourselves outdoors, whatever that looks like for anyone wherever you are now. But green spaces are more important.
I can confirm, and that explains why News Talk presenters are the way they are, because there's not a bit of natural light in the room that we're
no
in at the moment.
Is a bit of tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom McGee, Liberty Saints Rugby Club, tell us a little bit about yourselves.
So we're in our city, in the southwest inner city, we're where you've got the most concentration of flats complexes and social housing in the country, very little areas to play sport or even to call green space. We train at the back of a primary school in St James's Primary School, an area about the size of two tennis courts, and we've
is that a fully kitted out Astro?
Oh no, this is just a square of grass, square of green space.
It's literally the only available green space that you can use.
Almost in the entire area of Dublin 8.
So when it comes to playing matches, because that's ultimately the part of being in a club, do you have to always play your matches away because you don't have a home pitch?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What does that mean for the young players?
it's tricky because we're trying to get them to be consistent all the time, to come training every day or every time just training on. But if your matches are all away, then your grandparents don't get to see your brother and sister mightn't be able to come along on the bus with you, or your teacher mightn't know about it, this type of stuff. So you're kind of you're doing your thing, but it's away from your community. And sport being sport, everybody wants a bit of affirmation and wants to enjoy the plaudits of winning and losing and playing well and getting a pat on the back and all that kind of stuff. But if that has to happen when you're on the far side of the city and you get a bus there and a bus back, you'd be doing it in isolation.
What impact is it having not to have access? I mean, there is a plan for a new green space, I think around Marylebone Lane, you were telling me during the ad break. I mean, to be able to have access to that, if you do end up having access to that, that's probably going to blow these kids' minds.
It's a literal game changer for the community. There's lots of children and young people that have never been involved in sport in the area, and that's gone back generations. This could change that. As Joanna was saying there just about sport, it's a natural release. And if you don't have that, if you're in one of these flats complexes where you've no garden, you might have a concrete balcony and maybe a stairwell to see on your way up and down, it can be quite, I suppose, claustrophobic. And having a pitch or hearing that there's a pitch possibly going to be put into your area is hugely bring huge hope to anybody in that situation.
Joanna, it's a particularly unique problem around Dublin 8 in the Liberties around the Coombe and that area. Like we are forcing the young people growing up in that area into exclusion because they don't have access. And I know you can talk about urban planning all you want and you can talk about historic issues, but it's disappointing that we haven't dealt with this to date and it's 2024.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, I think over other topics and interviews, we've had conversations about how then we criticise young people for just loitering and hanging around, but we don't afford them access to spaces where they can free play, where they can have that reduction, like Tom is saying. What Tom's talking about there is so, so important, because when our kids have access to fresh air, to be it green space, or indeed, let's keep it out of green space, even outdoor, adequate outdoor play spaces, we know that that reduces stress levels. And instead we go, oh, well, what can you do? That's just built up area. Actually, we need to do better by our kids. We need to give them opportunities that they can move. We know that what it does in terms of contributing to cognitive, social, emotional development, improving social skills and building physically and
but
mentally
it's a,
health.
It's a sense of belonging, Joanna. Sport is a sense of belonging. And if you can't join a team, there's no point in doing it. A text has come in here, Tom, I'll put it to you. There's no green spaces in the Liberties. All we have is an all-weather pitch used broadly by all communities, and now there's talk of building a hotel on it. I'm not sure if you're familiar where that place might be. But
not sure. There are a couple of these, what are called mugasites, multi-use game areas, which are kind of what most people would call kind of five-a-side pitches, but and they're good for what they are. But in terms of a team operating out of there or trying to play a full organised game of sport on those kind of games.
Do you even have a notice board?
We don't even have an address.
So literally this is a theoretical club that plays on the only patch of ground available.
This appears and disappears every time we all got around that piece of grass. And it's been like that for... Liberty Saints has been in some sort of existence since 2005 and we're still at this.
I do kind of want to throw the towel in, Tom, because I'd say that's incredibly frustrating.
The frustrating piece is that everybody wants what we're looking for. All the politicians, all the teachers, all the guards, all the parents, all the children, all the community leaders, all the stakeholders. But we're nearly there. So it is frustrating, but there's no towels getting thrown anywhere.
Yeah, Joanna, just last word on this to you. I mean, we're talking about putting the it's field of dreams, build it and they will come. But the alternative is kids sitting on their backsides at home on screens, maybe hanging around corners because they've nowhere else to hang around, and everybody maybe casting aspersions on them. I mean, the alternatives here are just disastrous if they don't have green space.
It is, and they are holistic. Just as I've said, the benefits are holistic. If you were to flip that, then the cost of not having access to adequate spaces is also a holistic one. You know, there's outdoor light stimulates a particular part of our brain that's essential in keeping our immune system strong and ultimately making us feel happier. So if we want our kids, and we do, who doesn't, to grow in happiness with strong, healthy immunities and healthy, robust mental health, then we have to do better. We have to make sure they've access to adequate play spaces and as much green spaces as we can get for them. They're entitled to that.
Joanna Fortune, clinical psychotherapist at the Sulliff Clinic. Tom McGee of Liberty Saints Rugby Club. Tom, the IRFU, I'm sure, are listening right now because they listen to the programme an awful lot. And I think it'd be brilliant if they could get your lads somewhere on a decent pitch at some stage in the next couple of weeks, just to acknowledge the fact that they're turning out. So we'll contact the IRFU and see if they can find a small space somewhere. They have a few pitches around Dublin that might be a nice trip out and a day out for the lads.
Yeah, very good.
Because I think they do deserve it. Thank you so much for coming in, Tom. And thanks to Joanna Fortune as well. 53106, keep the text coming.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.